From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Antigua's election supervisor outlines his proposals for electoral change. In Guyana, attempts are being made to kickstart political peace talks. And Jamaicans prepare for tomorrow's second showdown between West Indies and Australia. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
It's very, very clear from the Commonwealth Observer Group that has issued a statement, and I'm very, very happy that I brought them in so these kind of allegations that are implicit in your question can be dealt with. That is, that they're satisfied that the people were able to exercise their franchise freely and that the cooperation between the opposing politicians was demonstrative, and therefore, as far as they're concerned, this is a freely elected government.
Antigua's Prime Minister Lester Byrd speaking on Wednesday after his election victory. Well, the Commonwealth Observer team did issue its verdict last night. The leader of the mission, former Bangladeshi Chief Minister, Justice Mohammed Habibur Rahman, said he agreed on the free nature of the Antigua-Barbuda poll.
The election was free, you see. The election was free, but about the level field, you see, about